From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. Three Pakistani soldiers have been killed by Indian shelling in the disputed Kashmir region. The Pakistan military said Tuesday that an unprovoked ceasefire violation led to the two sides exchanging fire. India, however, claimed that its forces fired on the post after its soldiers were targeted by the Pakistani side. No Indian troops were killed in the skirmish, but on Saturday, a few days ago, four Indian soldiers were killed by Pakistani fire in another area along the so-called line of control that separates the two sides in the contested region. In Somalia, al-Shabaab militants have executed five people, including a 16-year-old boy who they accused of spying for Kenyan, U.S., and Somali government forces. The boy and four men were publicly executed by a firing squad after an al-Shabaab judge convicted them based on their alleged confessions. The judge, however, did not release the evidence of accusations against the victims. Al-Shabaab has executed 22 people this year, nine based on spying allegations, with others accused of crimes ranging from rape and sodomy to financial mismanagement. Lawyers and politicians in Turkey are warning that a new emergency decree could incite violence and encourage the formation of vigilante groups. Turkey's main lawyers group, the Union of Turkish Bar Associations, says the decree is vaguely worded and could lead to violence. The law was passed on Sunday. It grants immunity to civilians who acted to stop an attempted coup in July of 2016. Previously, the government gave immunity to the law enforcement and government officials who took actions to thwart the coup. You can get more information online at voanews.com, also Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter. This is VOA News. Refugees or rebels? That's the question for Democratic Republic of Congo officials as they size up an influx of men from the border with South Sudan. We get more from Jason Patinkin in the Congolese border town of Aba.
The Democratic Republic of Congo is struggling to deal with an influx of suspected South Sudanese rebels. The Congolese army has arrested at least nine men so far, but family members and local refugee leaders say the men are legitimate refugees and should be released. Since South Sudan's government captured a rebel base last week in the country's southwest, hundreds of refugees have poured into Democratic Republic of Congo. Some among them may be rebels, and the Congolese army, wary of conflict spilling into their nation, is arresting any suspected fighters. Refugees say innocent young men are being caught up in the crackdown. It is hard to say how many suspected rebels have been arrested so far. A Congolese government source not authorized to speak to media said nine suspected rebels were in army custody as of last week. Local refugee leaders put the number at 17. As South Sudan's war continues, Congo will continue to struggle with combatants on both sides of the border. Jason Patinkin for VOA News, Aba, Democratic Republic of Congo.
The UN Children's Fund warns that more than 200,000 children in the area east of Ukraine, or in the eastern Ukraine, rather, controlled by Russian-backed rebels, are at risk of being killed or maimed by landmines or other explosive remnants of war. We get details from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Eastern Ukraine is one of the most mine-contaminated places on Earth. Well into its fourth year of war, the Donetsk and Luhansk regions are riddled with deadly explosives that are taking a heavy toll on the lives and well-being of its children. The UN Children's Fund estimates landmines and other explosive weapons kill or maim one child a week along eastern Ukraine's contact line. This is a 500-kilometer strip of land that divides government and rebel-controlled areas where fighting is most intense. UNICEF warns children, especially very young children, are at great risk of death and injury from these lethal weapons. The agency says most casualties occur when children pick up these explosive devices, which look like toys. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Kremlin spokesman suggested Tuesday that a call by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to boycott next year's presidential election may be illegal. Navalny urged supporters to boycott the March 18th vote after election officials on Monday barred him from running in that race. Russia's Central Election Commission voted to ban the anti-corruption blogger from running because of his conviction on criminal charges. He and his followers say those charges were politically motivated. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.